Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, March 6th. You'll be interested to know, 101 years ago, today in 1924, the Egyptian government opened the mummy case of King Tutankhamun, revealing the treasures of the burial chamber discovered by the renowned British archaeologist Howard Carter. This event provided invaluable insights into ancient Egyptian culture and history, captivating the world's imagination. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, there's a chance of light rain, and it feels like 51 degrees with 20 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:44, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for some cloudy skies this morning with a chance of rain before 9 a.m., but overall, expect a high near 57 and a light breeze. Tonight, we'll have mostly cloudy skies, a low around 30, and a blustery west wind gusting up to 32. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Thursday will be at 10:15 with a high tide at 4:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 36 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Friday and Saturday, with highs near 43 and 43, respectively, and breezy west winds. Sunday stays sunny, with a high near 42. Nights will be partly cloudy, with lows from 27 to 33. A slight chance of snow and rain is possible Monday morning, turning partly sunny later, with a high near 45. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Boston Mayor Michelle Wu will face congressional scrutiny regarding her sanctuary city policies this week. Since President Donald Trump's electoral victory, Wu has reinforced Boston's status, stating local police will not assist federal authorities with deportations. Critics, including former migrant shelter director John Featherston and Mass GOP chair Amy Carnevale, expressed concerns over crime linked to migrant facilities. Carnevale argues that any violent crime is unacceptable, while Wu defends her policies as compliant with the law. As tensions rise, residents feel increasingly frustrated, claiming these policies jeopardize public safety and strain resources. Now on to sports. Big play receiver DK Metcalf has requested and received permission from the Seattle Seahawks to seek a trade. Selected in the second round of the 2019 draft, Metcalf is in the final year of a three-year, $72 million contract, earning $18 million in non-guaranteed compensation for 2025. As the receiver market evolves, the 27-year-old is looking for an extension. Potential trade destinations include the Dallas Cowboys, the New England Patriots, the Green Bay Packers, the Las Vegas Raiders, and the top contender, the Los Angeles Chargers, who need a standout receiver. In local sports. In top news, a recent study from UC San Diego reveals that vaping does not aid in quitting smoking, challenging a prevalent belief among tobacco users. Published in the journal JAMA, this research analyzed thousands of smokers and e-cigarette users. Co-author John Pierce noted, "Most smokers think vaping will help you quit smoking, But the evidence contradicts this notion. Daily vapers reported a 4% lower quitting rate, while occasional vapers showed a 5% decrease compared to non-vapers. The findings highlight the need for evidence-based public health policies regarding e-cigarettes and their marketing to teenagers. In business news, the euro reached a four-month high against the U.S. dollar yesterday, boosted by a proposed infrastructure fund of 500 billion euros and changes in borrowing limits in Germany. The U.S. dollar struggled near a four-month low, following a one-month reprieve on auto import levies for Canada and Mexico, indicating a more stable trade environment. The risk-sensitive British pound and Australian dollar also rose, with sterling touching a four-month peak. Analysts noted that the moves in European markets were notable, highlighting Germany's proactive financial strategy amidst ongoing uncertainties in U.S. trade policy. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 0.5% to about $92,000. Ethereum is up 5% to just under $2,300. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 6% to 7 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. The Department of Justice has announced criminal charges against 12 Chinese nationals linked to cyber attacks on over 100 U.S. organizations, including the Treasury, dating back to 2013. These individuals are accused of acting independently or under the direction of the Ministry of Public Security and the Ministry of State Security. Two are identified as officers of the Ministry of Public Security, while eight are employees of a company named Isun. This group has allegedly targeted various organizations, including healthcare systems and universities, and is linked to a platform for monitoring public opinion. The U.S. government is offering up to $10 million for information leading to the identification of those involved. And in entertainment news, in The Comeback Trail, director George Gallo and co-writer Josh Posner deliver a hilarious remake of the obscure 1982 comedy, despite being stuck in distribution limbo for 5 years. Starring Oscar winners Robert De Niro, Tommy Lee Jones, and Morgan Freeman, the film has finally reached limited theaters and digital platforms. Set in 1974 Hollywood, De Niro plays Max Barber, a dubious producer desperate to save his career. The plot thickens as he schemes to arrange an accidental death for aging star, Duke Montana, played by Jones. The film blends comedy with absurdity, showcasing strong performances throughout. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American civil rights activist and politician, Jesse Jackson. And he said, "At the end of the day, we must go forward with hope and not backward by fear and division." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.